So Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers had a lack of communication. Didn't see that coming. Lamar Jackson hasn't received a $250 million guaranteed contract from an NFL owner. Didn't see that coming. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast maestro. All right, sir, let's start with Lamar Jackson, who apparently on March the 2nd requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens that we just found out about yesterday, which was, what was yesterday, the 27th. I find that hard to believe that it was kept secret all this time. I guess that's probably on Lamar.
No agent. He's got no agent.
Right. Nobody to leak the news.
Nobody to leak it out. The Ravens weren't going to leak it out.
First of all, the Ravens are not trading him. Why would they trade him?
Well, I don't think that they'll trade him. I think that he could be. I will say this. I think that there's a. Here's how he would get traded. I think one of two things are going to happen. Either he is going to be given an offer sheet by a team, but one of three things is going to happen. He's going to be given an offer sheet by a team, another team, and from there, either I don't think the Ravens will. It becomes tricky now that he's requested a trade that we know about, because now it's like, do the Ravens match if he wants to leave? Well, right?
Why wouldn't they match?
Because then you basically have locked down a guy who doesn't want to be there for 5 years.
I think he does want to be there. It's not the same thing. Sebastian Aho wanted to be with the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
He needed the Montreal Canadiens to give him an offer sheet so he could just get to the finish line with the Hurricanes. He wanted to be here. He didn't want to go to Montreal, but he knew that the Hurricanes would match the offer. Boom. I think Lamar Jackson does want to be there. I think the Ravens don't want to be the ones to give him the contract that he's demanding. And if somebody else gives it to him, the Ravens will just match and just say, hey, we didn't give him the contract.
But then why not just give him the contract?
Because they don't want to be the ones to do that. Does Jimmy Haslam have any friends in NFL circles?
No, not right now. He does not.
Right, because of the contract. Because Jimmy Haslam is some unscrupulous businessman, because there's tons of them.
He was investigated by the FBI flying Jimmy.
But that's not why they don't like him.
He is quite an unscrupulous businessman.
Yeah, of course he is. Half of them are. Let me ask you this.
So the Ravens offered him, according to Lamar, a 3-year, $133 million fully guaranteed contract.
Right.
That would pay him like $44.5 million per year on average, which is right below. Now, look, that's below Rodgers, Russ, Murray, Watson, Mahomes,
right,
above Josh Allen in terms of average per year. But it would make him the second highest fully guaranteed number, which is all that really freaking matters. That's what it's so frustrating that these players and these, you know, the agents are culpable in it too. The teams love it because it's like, sure, if you want to talk about average annual value, by all means do it. And if you want to talk about like most new money, go for it. Like, all we care about is the fully guaranteed money. But it's like, I think Lamar, now that the trade request is out there, it is possible that we see something like the Colts jump in, because you heard Jim Irsay, and it sounded like Jim Irsay, he said it last night in speaking with Indy reporters at the owners meetings, but it sounds like he prefers the draft method, right, but he also is sort of putting Chris Ballard on notice, the GM, and he's saying, you know, this 2023 needs to be good, and if you're at four, you're not in control of who you're getting from the quarterback class. In fact, right, you could get sniped if somebody trades with the Cardinals. But you can go get Lamar Jackson. And I think if you're the Ravens and the Colts said, send him to an offer sheet. And they could also do a sign and trade, by the way. They could say, hey, look, sure, that would be complicated because Lamar has no agent. You figure out the deal. Everyone has to trust each other. And as many people may know, Baltimore stole the Colts from Indianapolis to begin with, so
right,
not a lot of love lost in Indy for
well, no, it's the other way. Indy stole the Colts from Baltimore. Indy stole the Colts from Baltimore. Baltimore stole the Browns from Cleveland. Cleveland, yes, you're on the clock. You need to steal somebody from somewhere.
the Lakers moved to Los Angeles where there's no lakes, and the Jazz moved to Salt Lake City where they don't allow music of any kind. To borrow a line from basketball. the point being is, like, I think that, like, the Colts and the Falcons, if they wanted to, The Panthers obviously aren't going to do it now that they moved to number one. I mean, like, there's some teams that I think would be interested. My mock draft is up on CBSSports.com.
Ooh.
I tried to write something else. Wow.
Look at you. You're a writing demon.
Yeah, I know, right? All right. An editor just pinged me. He's like, hey, you want to write some more stuff? I'm like, nah, I'm just fine with the minimum.
Look at it now.
Yeah, I traded Lamar, obviously, to the Colts. That's my thing, man. I trade veteran quarterbacks in mock drafts. I'm the godfather of it.
I don't for one second, I don't believe the relationship between Lamar and the Ravens is so bad that Lamar doesn't want to be there and that they don't want him there. I could be wrong. You're way closer to it than I am. And if you say that it is either approaching there or it's there where that relationship is unsalvageable, then they probably will. But I still get back to this because we can call it collusion. We can call it anything. And it doesn't even have to be colluded. I don't believe there's another owner in the NFL that wants to give Lamar Jackson a guaranteed $250 million contract. And that's the contract he wants. He wants Deshaun Watson's contract plus one or plus whatever. And that isn't happening. And that,
I mean,
so that's where we are, I think.
I'm looking at quarterback. I mean, like, you know, this is just, I mean, what I do for a living is look at quarterback contracts, right? And like the Deshaun Watson deal is, and I mean, dude, it is not freaking close how much of an outlier it is.
Yeah.
When you talk about total guaranteed money in NFL quarterback contracts, number one is Deshaun Watson at $230 million. Number two, Russell Wilson at $165 million. That is $70 million in fully, fully guaranteed money. If we do fully guaranteed, Russell Wilson is second at 124. So he has over $100 million in his contract, which is valued at more than Deshaun Watson's in total. If you take the full deal, it's $100 million less in fully guaranteed money. I've said it before, man, and I've said it a ton. I wrote about it. These owners are not going to allow this to become the norm.
Right.
They do not want that, and they will not. That's why no one is going to give Lamar Jackson Deshaun plus one, because then Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow are going to get Lamar plus one. That's how these quarterback contracts work, and they do not want that to happen.
Correct, which is why I don't see the point in a trade, because another team will be in the exact same position and they will have ceded all leverage if they trade for Lamar Jackson then have to sign him to a contract.
Right, but I mean, because of the non-exclusive thing, I think any trade would be it would be a sign and trade.
Right.
It would technically be a tag sign and trade and that has to happen before July 17th, where the Ravens have tagged him. He would sign the tag. The Ravens would sign him to the contract that the other team had agreed upon, and then they would make the trade.
All right, so let me ask you this, because I want to get to Aaron Rodgers stuff here. Most likely scenario this year, I'll give you three choices. Lamar Jackson plays for the Baltimore Ravens. Forget about what the contract is, right?
Sure.
He plays for the Ravens. He plays for any of the other 31 teams, or he doesn't play.
This is a Lamar Jackson thing, not an Aaron Rodgers thing, right?
No, this is Lamar Jackson. We'll get to Aaron Rodgers next.
Okay. I think that the most likely scenario is he plays for the Ravens on the tag.
I don't think he's going to do that. Okay. I think that maybe I should have offered that as an option. I think he doesn't play. I think that is the most likely scenario. I hope he plays. I hope that he understands that he's not getting that contract.
But so here's the issue is, and let me do the math really quick on this. So $32.4 million, 32,400.
$2 million a game. It's pretty good.
Divided by 17, we get 18 weeks. So it's really more like, 1.8 million. He can sit out the first 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that, you are, and again, I apologize to anyone listening who thinks that I was good at math before that. You're giving him $18 million. So that's a lot of money.
Yep.
And if you sit out the whole season, which he can also do, and we've seen Le'Veon Bell do that, you would not, you would have to deal with getting the tag coming back around, next year. So, yep. I mean, I think it's almost like, then this is the problem with, again, like not having an agent, the Ravens knew what the deal was with the market. when they put the non-exclusive tag on Lamar Jackson.
Sure.
Lamar, with an agent, would have been much more likely to drum up interest from other teams, et cetera, in which he's able to then force the Ravens' hand where they put the exclusive tag on him, which then causes a bigger salary cap crunch, which then becomes 120% of that next year, which then becomes 144% of that 120% the following year after that. It's like it's just there's just a lot of downsides to not having an agent in this scenario. I understand why he's doing it. He wouldn't be trying to get this contract if he had an agent. He would have taken something less because the guy would want his cut and he would have talked Lamar into getting paid. But yeah, I mean, I think it was a very unique situation in which this group of NFL owners are going to do whatever they have to do in order to walk back this fully guaranteed deal that Deshaun Watson got. Mm-hmm. And whether you want to call it collusion or just
they don't have to collude. They all feel the same way about it. They can. It can be unspoken.
My good friend and smart legal mind Carr was when I were talking about the actual collusion. He was like, "Do you think they're actually colluding?" I was like, "Well, I don't know if they're like on a text thread, like
right.
You were like in a room saying we're going to do this."
Right.
He's like, "They're all of the same mind, and it's all been discussed in a way that probably isn't like can't be proven as collusion."
Right.
It doesn't need to be, but like they are not going to allow these guaranteed contracts to happen.
Because they all tried to kill Jimmy Haslam, I'm sure, which everybody knows how everybody feels about this. My feeling is if some owner for whatever team, I don't know, the Jets, if Woody Johnson says, you know what? We're not giving the Packers two first-round picks for a 40-year-old quarterback. We're just going to sign Lamar Jackson to that contract. If the Jets were to do that, A, it would be on them that they broke, you know, yep. through the whatever paradigm.
Broke ranks.
If they broke ranks, and the Ravens would match the deal because the
I don't think so.
I think they would because
I don't think they would.
We don't want to do that. That's not worth taking two first-round picks for Lamar.
By the way, worth remembering, too, like in 2011 the 2011 NFL season was an uncapped year because of the way that the CBA worked back then. Mm-hmm. The NFLPA exercised a clause in the CBA that allowed them to void the final year of the CBA, and the salary cap was gone. There's no salary cap in 2011. People forget this.
Right.
Julius Peppers signed this crazy deal like before the season, and there was – it was 2010 or 2011, whatever it was. And the owners all agreed in secret – that we are not going to go above the actual salary cap number that we thought it was going to be. But of course, the two morons, Jerry Jones and Dan Snyder, went bananas and like spent like crazy and front loaded all these contracts. So that way, the NFL came back and fined them for something that wasn't even a rule and wasn't even in place. It was like a secret rule that they colluded on. The NFL's just like charged them like 10% docket. Like, so yes, the owners are more than willing to collude and it would not be unusual.
All right, we have 60 seconds on this. We probably don't even have 60 seconds. We might have 10.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded for less than a first-round pick, probably a conditional pick. He will go to the Jets. It will happen soon. And you will have met your favorite quarterback and your old team in the same place, and you have to root for the Jets again. That's what the answer to your question was going to be.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll make one correction on the other side. but I appreciate you anticipating the question correctly because you are Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick 6 Podcast Maestro. By the way, you have the first pick for the Panthers correct. It is Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud. If he was as good as Bryce Young, it would be a slam dunk, but
correct.
It's not. You're the man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
That's Will Brinson. Senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick 6 Podcast Guy.